Shami Klaim Daf Nun. So the Mishnah, bottom of Mem Tesam and Beis, discusses what happens after the fact. A person went ahead and violated Klaim, planted a Yerek in a vineyard, or did not uproot it when it was planted, even if he didn't plant it, but it was already there. He found it there. What's the halacha? How much becomes usur? Now we had in the last parak, we had that if a person planted and didn't leave the space of four amos around the workspace, around the rows of gefanim, and you planted there. So the question there, we're going to discuss the machlokas in the Mishnah as to what one has to uproot, just the first row, the second row. That was a discussion we had earlier, but now we're discussing not in the actual. You didn't plant a yerek in the workspace, but you planted actually in the actual karam itself, in the vineyard itself. So that's mamish kalayim. So what does a person have to do? Says the Mishnah. Anota yerek a karam akayim. Two cases. If a person planted a yerek in a vineyard, over Yisa kalayim, planted in the between the rows, in the Risoka Kerem, so in the middle of the thing, next to one of the rows, or in the middle between rows, etc. Or a Makayim, a person is Makayim. What is Makayim? Makayim says, the Mafulda Sharoya Kalayim, you saw Kalayim, Venichu, and you left it there. Even though he didn't plant it, but you saw it there, and you left it there. So the halacha is that that's also an Issa Kalayim. So the and it grew and from there it grew. So the look is again, that's considered Issur Kalayim, and you're responsible to remove it. How much are you responsible to remove? How much becomes Asur? Says the Mishnah, I raise a Makadesh Aboyim b'chamesh Gefanim. It Asurs 45 Gefanim become Asur, and we'll see the Mishnah qualify when that has. 45 gefanim. With 45 of the gefanim that you have in the kerem have to be removed. And the reason for this is because we're going by an average where we're talking now until the Mishnah qualifies that an average kerem is 4x4 amos. And we don't take a square, but we take a circle around the center where you planted. And we take space around there. And if you measure from four amma spaces between each row in the vineyard, so then, and you take the entire area around it, the circle, you draw a circle around it, and that's the part that has to be removed. We don't do it from, because the Mishnah is going to tell us, we don't do it square or something with bows. It's not it's not rectangular, it's circular, and we take that and we have to remove that from the kalayim as part of kalayim. And if you would, how many is that? The Gemara says 45. If you measure from around, you draw a circle in the middle of spaces from where you planted the kerem in the middle, and you count out in that circle, there will be 45 gefanim that will have to be removed. And that's what we're talking about, where it's an average of four amos spaces in between each one. That's usher, says the Rosh Masalu, it means usher ba'ana, utu'un sreifa. You have to burn it, you have to destroy it, and it's usher to have hana in that particular time, of those things. Again, and this is what we said, makash be'igol, that's the way we do it. We do it in a circle, not in a murubas, not square. And Mari Fulda goes in great detail to explain how we count out, how we make the measurements. If you see the diagrams in the Masoras HaShas or in the art school, phenomenal to really see how you can include in that circle the 45 that we're talking about that become Aser. Says the Mishnah Masa, when do we say the 45 become Aser? That's what's mentioned to us, Arba al Arba o Chamesh al Chamesh. Time when we're planting 4x4, 4x4 space between 4x4 between each one, or 5x5. That's when we talk about that you get you take out for 45 from there. And obviously, simple arithmetic, simple math. If it's 5x5, it's going to be a larger area, so we'll have less be taken out. Why is it the same amount if it's between 4x4 space or 5x5? It definitely should be different. It should be much less for the 5x5. So why would that be included in, why is the Mishnah have the same? So Olam HaFarshi HaMishnah asked this question, gave many different answers. Some of them are very complex. But the simple answer that some of the HaFarshi HaMishnah give is that the cheshbon basically is that there's not much difference between four by four and 5 by 5, which means that when a person looks at it to the observer, you can't really see a difference when things are spaced, whether 4 by 4 or 5 by 5. It looks this pretty much the same. There's no, the difference is not really apparent. It's not really clear. Therefore, we give it the same din. The Chachamim gave the same din. If it's 4 by 4, which is the average Kerem, it would be 45. If you do 5 by 5, people are not going to realize that it's you did a little bit of a wider space between them, and they'll see that you only answered, you only destroyed less than an amount, not the 45, it's the 37 or 36, and therefore it would be come to the day kilkul, that people think that's all you need to do. Therefore, we said the same thing applies for 5 or 5 or 4 by 4, to include the same amount that the Mishnah says, no difference, 45 vines have to be removed. That's this simple approach, though there are a much more complex approach. And if you look at the Rosh Masalur, it has a very detailed, very complex approach to try to explain this halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. But if you planted by 6, if you had not 4 amas between them, but 6 by 6 between them, or 7 by 7, or 7 amas between each one, then a makare sheishes yamacharuch, you just go ahead. It asks all the things within 16 amas on each side. And we're talking about, again, a gulos lo merubos. We're talking about we measure in a circle, not in a square. And therefore, we take this simple formula. Since the svara that we said that between 4 by 4 and 5 by 5 is very little difference to the average person to see a difference in how you did it, therefore we give you the same number. But when you separate the spaces you put between each row, 6 or 7 amas, that's very different, noticeable. Everyone can see that, and therefore we don't give you the numbers of 45 or 37 or 36. We give you the 16 amas in each line. That becomes the iser that we have for all of the mentioned, that not only for 6 or 7, but for all the sheet is bigger, anything, no matter how much space you have above the 4 and 5, that is the formula that we use of 16 amas that we have to go that we would need to do from the 16 amas that you would have to be considered out. So again, in a circle, the Mishnah says, not in a square, and that's the... we also as well. Again, what the reason for that is because why such a large space? Because it's yonak. It takes from, as we explained, it takes from the nourishment from the ground next to it, and all becomes a nivla, beluah with kalayim. It all becomes absorbed with kalayim. And therefore, the requirement, the Torah and the Chachamim required that it all has to be removed for up to 16 amas on each, 16 amas on each side. The Mishnah explains. That we talked about this in the Lach of the Mishnah, this formula of 45 gefanim, that's only where you planted the bemsos, you planted the vegetables in the middle. You planted in the middle of the kerem, then you have on each side, you have 3 or 4 rows on each side, and that's where it comes to the number of 45. It falls into that. If you do the circle and you count it out, you'll see that's where we get that figure from. But it's if it's in the middle. But if it's not in the middle, we'll see, it could be a different formula. And the Gemara explains even further. The Gemara says that the Rababim Shem Shmuel Hushatiyam Tzos Agula Yerek. It's also, that means that the middle vine is surrounded, Agula, surrounded in a circle by the other vegetable, by the, you know, it's again, it's not, there's a Machlokes Shmuel saying a different opinion of Rav Yossi ben Chanina, or is he agreeing with him, or is he arguing with him? So the... most of the Mefarshim learn, Rafulda particularly, that it's not they're arguing, that they're really saying the same thing. They're just saying not only does it have to be in the middle, but it has to be next to the Amtsos Agul. It means next to the middle vine is the one that has to be next to. Says the Rafulda, they're not arguing. They're saying it just has to be in the middle, not just in the middle, but next to the middle, main of the main vine in the middle. That's is coming to explain. Yossi, we're talking about in the middle. That's where they're planted. That's where you have to get on each side. And Shmuel is coming to tell you that the yerek on all sides is not just one, but on all sides, based upon where you plant that middle one, that middle ground, that middle one, is the one that has to be done. That's where you get the area of 16 amas on each side to be considered usher. So that's in order to be considered an usher, it's because we assume that. Now, question again, if it's not directly in the middle, why do we have to go on all sides? Why don't we just go on one side or the ones next to it? And the answer is because since we're talking about in the middle one, you planted next to the middle vine, we consider all of that becomes tainted, so to speak, and therefore all of them require 16 amas on all sides, to not just the one that's closest to it, but all sides would have to be removed. And the Gemara explains, how does it come about? How did it happen? A person goes ahead and you make the vines. You have seven rows of vines with seven rows of vines, with, as we said before, with include seven vines on each one. Take out from there the 49 vines. It's four vines at each of the four corners, which is 49 vines totally. Left 45 gefanim. And that 45 gefanim is what we said becomes us. That's what it says. But Kadesh Abba Mechamesh gefanim. Remember, it says all 45 because it's 49. But take off the ones in the corner, and those are the ones that become the usher. And therefore, we take along. It's from the if you take off the four corners one because it's a circle rather than a square. So you're left with the corners off, and therefore you're left with 45 gefanim. And that is what the Mishnah says. Why in that space you would need to take 45. Fakti my masai. When are they considered? When is it considered aser? When are they aser? Bisman shehi natuos abba abba chamesh chamesh. Mishnah says when you have planted four, with space of four by each side in a space of four or five. That's when the Mishnah says that 45 are aser. That's when it's considered aser. Messiah Rav Zeira. The Chavetz of Raya to Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said, Shmoina Vutz Mimakom Karasin. The eight amos that we said to separate between the different rows of vine, four on each side, is not the place Chutz Mimakom. Shmoina Chutz Mimakom Karasin is outside the place of Karasin, outside the place of where you have the trunks of the vines. Where you have the trunks of the vines, those things are separate. Those are not included. That was the Gemara we had the other day, a few days back, where the Gemara says in the Mishnah that we don't include the space. We had a machlokas in that, but the opinion was we don't include the space you need is outside the space. The vines that we're talking about is not the space that you need for the trunks. It goes by we don't count the thickness of the trunk to be of the vine, the trunk of the vine to be a part of the spaces, a part of the daramos. It has to be the daramos from the exterior, the chutz of the trunk. So Meir, that's just saying the same thing over here. I decided of Zeir, the chutz of right, of Zeir's halacha, that the eight amos we're talking about is outside the cross and outside the trunk, because otherwise you wouldn't have that space. You wouldn't have, if we wouldn't ask it from the middle one, you wouldn't be usher that many people. Wouldn't ask 16 amos. It wouldn't, says there are full to explain. Okay, Masha'am, Dal amos, same thing. The Mishnah says four amos, it means from the trunk. Otherwise, the Malavkein Akati Memtas Kofanim, but you wouldn't lose. You would have the 49, not the 45, because you still that Chut Negebem. It's the outside ones towards the outside. You would have to include the four corners. But since we're talking about from the thing itself, from the inside part of it, B'Seichan, Mamela. Therefore, we can leave out the ones on the corners, and Mamela. Therefore. The space on the corners, and therefore we are remaining with the 45 that have to be removed, as it was Kaddish has to be destroyed, has to be removed, and what's considered usher to have Hanoi in, that's where the Mishnah gets its number from, Agula in a round form, between 45, whether it's the 4 or 5. But if it's 6 or 7, then you need 16 amas. If it's a space of 6 or 7, you would need 16 amas in each direction. So the Gemara says, what about more than that? What about if it's more? It's 8 or 9? How the Messiah of the Ezer? The Ezer says, from 4 until 8 is all included. Asim HaKadosh. The Halacha, the Mishnah, they all become Aser. It's all become Aser. Mishmona Vachesh. So people from 8 to 16, Osevein HaKadosh. It's Aser, but it doesn't Aser. It's Aser to do it, but it doesn't become Aser. It doesn't become Aser because it's enough of a space, enough of a distance. So Mele, that's the Sheet that is Machlokes Rabbi Elazar. And the Chachamim, whether our Mishnah agrees with the Shita or not. So the according to Rabbi Elazar, he says, according to Rabbi Elazar, we said earlier in the Mishnah, that if you have rows of things that are distance 16 amas, do we consider it a kerem or not? So we had a machlekes, whether if it's 16 amas separate, it's not a kerem. If it's less than 16, between 8 and 16, it is considered a kerem. That's the halacha Rabbi Elazar said. So you might want to say, the Rabbi Elazar said, me'ab amas ad shmoina, if it's from 4 to 8, that is the usher and merely for usher makadish. It's usher and it becomes usher. If you take this space, you plant within the four amas workspace of the kerem, it's usher. And it's usher, and you put it there, it's usher, and you have to get rid of it also. You can't, it's makadish, it becomes usher. You can't have any anon from it. However, if the space between the rows is 8 to 16, The halacha mishnah, what it does, it says, asur b'ein makadosh. It becomes asur, but it does not, you're not allowed to do it. However, but if you did it, it doesn't become asur. It doesn't become kalayim. There's no isur kalayim on that. Because it is wide enough space to be considered midaraisa, that they're not, it's not a kerem. It doesn't have a din of a kerem. And if it would be, it would not be asur. So the chayra, Tanava Mishnah, who says the numbers are 4 or 5, and doesn't say anything about after only 6 or 7, doesn't say anything about 8 or more, doesn't tell us. Why does it tell us halacha? So the chayra, we would say that he probably agrees with Rav Elazar's opinion that that would not be usher, because that's already more than, it's not a kerem. It's too much of a bit wide space between them, and therefore it doesn't have a din of a kerem, and it would not be considered usher. That would be the cheshbin of the... would not be considered usher, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't include it, because he holds like that shita, that is not, it doesn't have a din of kalayim.